He's the one that does all of our vending, all of our candy and soda machine vending. Right. He's in charge of that. And I've been calling him Psycho Bob, the vending dude. Hi, this is Bubba.
This is Bubba. Well, that's about damn time.
What are you talking about?
This is Bob for the vending machines. I called a little while ago. Got some nutcase on there calling me names.
Oh, that was Evil Knievel. You know, the guy who used to jump, like, you know, the Grand Canyon and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's about as old and mean as you are, and he's in here answering telephones.
Oh, well,
He's right here. You want to talk to him?
No, I did not enjoy talking with that man.
Now, there's no more Rice Krispie treats in the machine.
Well, now, I don't believe this. I just filled that damn thing. Now, when was this out now already?
Khaled, is it not out of Rice Krispie Treats?
Totally.
And exactly. And you just filled it up a couple days ago. Now, goddammit, Bob, we put you down here, and you're supposed to keep that machine full.
Well, it will be filled soon, and you need to just go through the procedure with writing your name on a piece of paper and putting it through I forget the name of the person, but everything comes to me that way, and then I refund the money if someone gets lost.
You know what I'm thinking about doing, though?
What?
This works out best for me. I can get, you know, at least I can take the machine and I can shake the crap out of it and some of the stuff will fall down.
Don't
to the...
Don't you touch that machine. That is illegal to even tamper with the machine.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a federal offense.
It's not a federal. That's just illegal by whose standards? By Bob's psycho...
No, it is not just my standards. It's everybody's standards. It's
Hello?
Just a law. You don't mess with a vending machine.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I got a caller ID here. Who called this number?
Oh, this is Bob. Now, who is this?
He keeps falling for it.
Well, you keep putting it. I don't know who's answering over there.
Do you ever listen to our program? I mean, after all, we make you millions of dollars and buy all the candy we buy from you. Do you ever listen to the 98 Rock?
Well, I'll be honest. Probably you're the one that I make the most money on.
Right. Well, now, see, Bob, that's not funny. That's not funny.
Well, that's fair play. If you're going to play dirty pool with me and this Evil Knievel guy you got there, then, you know.
Callan, I'm going to piss Bob off. Listen. Hey, Bobby there?
What?
Who is that really hot-looking, like, I don't know, 18, 19-year-old chick that comes with you? I think it's just
Now, wait a minute.
I think it's just granddaughter.
That is my granddaughter, and don't you do air say anything to that little girl.
She's got a nice ass, Bob. How old is she?
Now, don't you talk like that about her.
How old is she?
She is a good girl, and you're going to leave her alone.
Okay, but how old is she? Is she over 18?
That is none of your business how old she is, but she is not into your kind of crud.